God bless you, ladies. That's a wonderful song. We met here yesterday morning, those of us that met for the monthly men's meeting yesterday morning, we talked about those scriptures there in the gospel according to John about the Lord Jesus telling his church that when he left that he was going to send them the Comforter. And I appreciate that good song. I want to call your attention to, I'm going to go ahead this morning and I'm going to read to begin with from three different places, all found in the New Testament, and read a few verses from each passage. I want to call your attention to the 10th chapter of the Gospel according to John. I also want to call your attention to some verses found in 1 Corinthians 15 and also in Revelation chapter 7. In the 10th chapter of the Gospel, according to John, beginning with verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." Now let's look at 1 Corinthians 15 and look at a few verses beginning with the 16th verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 16. It says, "For if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain, ye are yet in your sins. Then they also which are fallen asleep in Christ are perished. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. But now is Christ risen from the dead and become the firstfruits of them that slept." And one more place, if you will, Revelation 7. This will be the longest reading. Revelation 7, beginning with verse 9 and reading through 17, the end of the chapter. "After this I beheld, and lo, a great multitude, which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hands, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne, and unto the Lamb. And all the angels stood round about the throne, and about the elders and the four beasts, and fell before the throne on their faces, and worshipped God, saying, Amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. And one of the elders answered, saying unto me, What are these which are arrayed in white robes? And whence came they? And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest. And he said to me, These are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore are they before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he that sitteth on the throne shall dwell among them. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more, neither shall the sun light on them, nor any heat. For the Lamb which is in the midst of the throne shall feed them and shall lead them unto living fountains of waters, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes." And that's going to conclude my reading with those three places. I want to speak today, and I do want to use the title. I want to speak about eternal relationships. Eternal relationships. You know, as I said earlier, when we sang the song, Oh Happy Day, my mind went back to the summer of 1973 when I sought the Lord and He saved me by His grace. And that was a wonderful experience. It was the greatest thing I'd ever felt and ever experienced, and still is the greatest thing that I've ever known. It was a very happy day, but the older I get and the longer that I live, the better it gets. And you know, God, He gave us all enough when He saved us. He gave us enough to, last for eternity, to go to heaven when life is over. But the closer that I get to that crossing, the more glad that I become that I have that. That I have something beyond this. Wouldn't it be sad, and isn't it sad, for anybody that doesn't have anything to look forward to beyond this temporal mess? That's sad. And I'm thankful that in this world of temporary things, I'm thankful that I have something that will last forever. That I have something that is eternal. And this has been on my heart very much lately. And, what I'm thankful for most of all is that I have an eternal relationship with Jesus Christ the Lord. And that the Scriptures teach me, and to be honest with you, I didn't understand this when the Lord saved me that night. I didn't understand this nearly to the extent that I'm able to understand it now, after years of reading and God's Word and studying about this. But, I understand from God's Word that I have something that there's not anything that can take it away. There's not anything, I mean, there's really nothing, and I know you've heard this before, but there's just nothing that we possess in this life. There's nothing tangible that we can put our hands on. There's nothing that we can build with our hands, or there's nothing that we can possess in this world that is going to last us forever. It's all temporary. And sometimes we become, sometimes people become far too excited and far too, they think far too much about perishing items. You know, people better begin to think about their eternal soul rather than their temporary life in this world. If you're here today and you're lost, that's what you need to be thinking about. You need to be thinking about, is it well with your soul? Because we don't have anything here that we can keep. But I'm glad that I have that relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ by His grace through faith. Therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God, eternal peace, through our Lord Jesus Christ. And as we read there in the 8th chapter of Paul's epistle to the Romans, there's not anything that can separate us from Him. I'm going to say this, and I know there are people that believe it, but anybody that believes that you can be saved and then do something to lose that, do something to not be saved, you know, really all they need to do to get over that is read their Bible. Because that's not scriptural. The Apostle Paul said, there in that 8th chapter of Romans that there is nothing. And I'm not going to go through the whole list of what he talked about there. You can turn and read it. But he essentially told us that there is not anything that can separate us from the love of Christ, from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord, rather. And so we just, you know, God just gave us something when he saved us that's eternal. And it is, and listen, and it's not something that's maintained the way that some people are teaching today. Listen, we're not saved by grace and then maintain our salvation by our works. That's unbiblical. The Bible teaches me that God saves us by his grace and keeps us by his power. And so it's all of God. Salvation and the keeping of our salvation is all of God. And it's true, and I know you've heard this said, but it's true of all of us. If God saved us depended upon us to keep it, none of us would have it very long at all. We'd mess it up somehow. But we are saved by his grace and we are kept by his power. And, I'm glad to know. I'm thankful in my heart to know that there's nothing that anybody can do to me. There's nothing that I can do to myself. There's nothing that has the power to separate me from the love of God. When he saved me by his grace, he shed his love abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost, and it has been there ever since. I'm thankful for that eternal relationship with Christ. I think Jesus, everything Jesus said, he nailed it. But I mean, he nailed it there in the 10th chapter of the gospel according to John, didn't it? He said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand." You know, as far as I'm concerned, the eternal security of the believer is one of the easiest things in the scriptures to prove. I mean, we were just given verse after verse. Look at John chapter 5, verse 24. "Verily, verily, I say unto you," and this again in the words of Christ, "verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life." He possesses it presently. He has everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. That condemnation that we had when we sought the Lord, when he took it away from us, friends, he took it away eternally, didn't he? He took it away to never come again. We will not come into that condemnation again. We were given, Jesus said, "I give them eternal life." You know, listen, if the Lord had done something in my heart when I sought him, if he had done something in my heart that I could have lost the next minute, that would not be eternal, would it? That would be temporary. Listen, if you can lose something, it's temporary. But Jesus said, "I give them eternal life. And they're never going to perish." Thank God that he'll never lose one of his own. Oh, listen, lost friend, you can have that. You can have that if you'll meet the Lord's conditions. Repentance and faith. But you know what? I'm also thankful for the eternal relationship that I'm blessed to have with my brothers and my sisters in the Lord. I'm thankful for that. You know, I thought as God gave me this thought and I studied these things and I meditated on them and I thought about them, I thought about how that, you know, there are a number of faces. There are a number of people that were here when I came at the beginning of 2006 to be the pastor here at Fairview Memorial. There were a number of people that were here at that time, and they were meeting with us from week to week, and we were worshiping together, and I heard many of them sing, and I heard them testify, and I heard them shout. I heard them share their experience of when the Lord saved them, and they're gone now. They're not among us anymore. They have left this earthly fellowship, and they've gone to a better fellowship. They've gone to a better place, and thank God that there's hope in death. Thank God that the Scriptures teach us that the righteous hath hope in his death. Thank God that there is a relationship that we can have that goes beyond this life. If it were only in this life that we had hope in Christ, then we would be of all men most miserable. I'll tell you what, I had an experience, and I'm not trying to just talk about earthly sadness, but I had an experience not long ago when my mother passed from this life, and I loved her, and I think that most of you probably know how close that we were, but when I had gone up to visit her there in the nursing home that evening, I had no idea what was about to happen in just a few hours. I had no clue whatsoever, and when I left there and started back, I got almost back here to Bowling Green and got a call that she had passed, and the first thing I thought was, you know, if I had known, if I could have known somehow that I was visiting her in her last few hours, you couldn't have dragged me away from there. I would have stayed right there with her. I would have stayed right by her side while she lived her last hours on this earth, but I had no way of knowing that. But then that was made okay by the thought that we have something that's eternal. And I'll see her again. Aren't you glad today that you'll see people again? Boy, I am. Some of you here, and I don't mean to reopen any old wounds, but some of you here have recently lost loved ones. And, you know, when we lose somebody that's ready to go, we've got great hope and great anticipation that we'll get together again before too long. I listened Thursday, on Thursday afternoons, about 3 o'clock, whenever I can. I go out to the Greenwood Nursing Home. I listen to the singing seniors sing out there. The older I get, the more comfortable I feel around them. I'm becoming a senior. It happens quick, doesn't it? I mean, it doesn't take long. Listen, sometimes I think people, they get a very unscriptural view of this life, and they think of this life being a long thing, but it's not, is it? This life that we live here is very quick, and it's very temporary. And I listened to them Thursday. I listened to Brother Roy Lee doing his recitation. I believe he wrote it about separation. A lot of ways that we get separated. Families get separated from each other in this life. Sometimes, you know, people come into our lives, and thank God for the people that He places in our lives. Brother Mike was talking this morning in Sunday school, or I think it was Brother Ralph actually was talking in Sunday school about how that God oftentimes delivers us from things that we don't even recognize. And you know, there's a word for that. It's just simply called providence. God is providential. And He brings people into our lives, and sometimes because of different reasons, we end up separated. My dad sat at his kitchen table, and I never saw him do this very much, but he sat at his kitchen table and cried like a baby the day that I left for boot camp. There's different things that separate us, but in his recitation, he was talking about the fact that there is a final separation that's coming. Listen, if you're here today and you're lost, I promise you this, that everyone here today that knows the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin, we do not want to be eternally separated from you. We want to see you saved and go to heaven with us when this life is over. God does not want you to be eternally separated from Him. But listen, the Bible teaches us plainly. You look at the 25th chapter of Matthew, and there will one day be a great separation that will take place forever among those who are saved and those who are lost. Be separated. I'll tell you what, for me, it's been a whole different thing. Every time I have attended a funeral service, or every time I have had to officiate at a funeral service where that person left absolutely no hope of seeing them again, left no testimony, left any evidence at all in their life of being saved and being ready for the journey, that's a whole different thing than standing and looking at the body of somebody that said, I'm ready to go. There's hope. There's anticipation of a reunion, of a gathering, of a greater worship than what there is here. I'd like to look at it again. After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed with white robes and palms in their hand, and cried with a loud voice, saying, Salvation to our God, which sitteth upon the throne and unto the Lamb. They were eternal worship. Eternal worship. No separation. No more sad goodbyes. No more, nothing to break the heart or to bring tears to the eyes. It's all over. It's behind us when we get there. And thank God for that hope. Thank God that we can grasp and hold on to the thought of those who have left us that knew the Lord in a pardon and forgiveness of sin, that we're not defeated. We're not. I know it's hard. It is. I know it's difficult. You know, listen, people die and leave us and we miss them for the rest of our life. But for those who were ready for the journey, we're not beaten. We're not defeated. We might miss the way that they rejoiced here. We might miss, and I have. I've had thoughts where, boy, I miss the way that person used to get stirred up and shout The praises of God, I've thought about that many times, but listen, the next time I see them, they're going to be shouting even louder. They're going to be shouting even greater than what they did here. I'm just glad that God has given us something that will last forever and forever. Eternal life, eternal relationships. I'm glad that I am linked to the Lord Jesus Christ forever. I had a friend up in Indianapolis. I'm going to share this with you before I close here and we have a song. But I had a friend up in Indianapolis. He used to get in service and boy, I mean, the Lord would get all over him and he'd get all stirred up and he'd get to testifying. And I remember hearing him a couple times. He said, you know, when I get like this, I know some people think I'm crazy. He said, I know when I get like this, he said, there's people that think I'm a nut. He said, well, I might be, but I'm screwed onto the right bolt. We got something to be happy about, don't we? We got something to rejoice in. Meet me there. Listen, if you're lost and separated from God, you need to turn to the Lord. You need to seek Him first and foremost that you might have that eternal life and that eternal relationship with Him. And then when it's over, you can go to that great meeting, that great worship where all God's people gather again to praise Him forever. We don't have to say goodbye because we'll be together. We'll be together in that meeting in the air one day forever. Brother Strode, let's have a song.